What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this Facebook ads inspired episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and if you've been listening to this show for a while, you'll know that I think that there are many ways for you to be fabulous online that don't require paid ads. In fact, I openly encourage you, if you're at the point of trying new ideas or maybe wanting to test out a different offer, to just post about it on your socials and using your mailing list before you run ads. It's a really great litmus test to see if people are interested, like the people who already know you are interested. And then you can go, if these people are interested, I'm pretty confident it's going to work when it comes to Facebook ads. Another reason that you might be thinking, should I try Facebook ads or should I not, is you're at the point of wanting to move beyond referrals and word of mouth marketing. Again, I'm a massive fan of both of those things. I think they're a great way to really kind of get that momentum that you're looking for in your business in order to get things going, to maybe have a bit of budget to run Facebook ads so that you're at that point of going, okay, I've used everyone I know and it's time to move beyond that. So let's try some Facebook ads. All of these are great reasons, or you've just got a really great product or offer that you want to get out there. Also another great reason to run Facebook ads. So I thought, before you jump into Ads Manager, you might want to have a listen to this episode about what not to do when it comes to running Facebook ads this year, so that hopefully you see more of a return for your dollar, a better bang for your buck, and you're not feeling like you're just wasting money. Now, before I go any further, I don't think that you waste money when it comes to Facebook ads unless you completely stuff it up. Right, so I spoke to someone last year and she got in touch with me. She was actually looking for leads for a university study. Now, this poor woman had set up a few ads on her own and had spent $500 and had not gotten a single link click. $500, or actually I think she got one. I share it in my Write Objective Facebook Ads Guide, which I'll pop the link in the show notes, but she'd gotten one link click for $500. Now, to me, that is a bit of a waste of money because she was trying to get traffic to her website in order for them to fill out this survey for them to then be suitable for her study. With a few changes, mainly to sort of the objective and also to the landing page where people went to for the study, we really were able to turn that around, and she was so happy with the results that she got from those Facebook ads. Now, if you're someone who spent a bit of money on Facebook ads, maybe you've run a traffic ad and you now know because you read my guide, oh, I should have run a conversion ad, that would have been better for me. That's okay. Getting traffic to your website and having people click on your ads is still really great data for the Facebook ads algorithm. And also traffic to your website, nobody can say no to that. However, in all my experience of running Facebook ads, there's definitely a few things to avoid so that you do, as I said, see a better return on your ad spend. So let's dive in. Now, the first one, I have been banging on about this for a while and also have, as I said, written a free guide to help you really understand the difference between traffic and conversion ads when it comes to Facebook ad campaigns. Now, why I wanted to write this guide in the first place was simply because all too often people come to me and they say, Miranda, my ads aren't working. What have I done wrong? And I say, well, by choosing the traffic objective in Ads Manager, you have done the wrong thing. I'm sorry. You really wanted people to come over to your website and take an action, like sign up to your mailing list or make a purchase, and traffic ads just aren't designed to do that. They're literally saying to the Facebook algorithm, hey, please show my ad to the type of people who click on ads, not those people who convert. They're different types of people, because the Facebook algorithm technically knows lots and lots of things about us. So don't need to go into details of, is our phone listening to us? No, it probably isn't, because it's simply tracking you across all the websites that you're on. That Facebook tracking pixel is on so many places these days. So it's not necessarily that, oh wow, Facebook's following me. It's like, okay, well, you were like on this website, so we're going to show you this ad. Your phone was near your friend and they're interested in those things, so chances are you're going to be interested in those things. But essentially, as soon as we tell Facebook which objective we want for our campaigns, we're telling it who to show our ads to. I have run so many different types of tests on this, and I know lots of other people have too. But essentially, if you're running ads where you want people to sign up and convert to your mailing list, purchase something, essentially take a secondary action than simply click on your ad and maybe read a blog post, you need to run a conversion campaign. I'm on a bit of a mission with this at the moment, and it is the basis of my upcoming One Amazing Ad program, which in the very first week, I'm going to show you how to set up a conversion event in your Facebook Ads Manager so that you can run these really fantastic types of campaigns. So that's the first thing of what not to do when it comes to running Facebook ads this year. The second one, and oh my goodness, this one is a very expensive mistake to make. I've made it even running my own ads. Oh, I can't believe it. But anyway, you live and learn. And also, I think it's a really good reminder that maybe what has worked in Facebook ads in the past isn't working anymore. Now, I know when I talk to people, they often say to me, oh, Facebook changes all the time, I can't keep up. And that's very true. But I think in some ways it actually makes us be better. Well, it makes me be better, a better ads manager. It makes me be a better copywriter. I can't be lazy anymore. I can't just go generic, which is what this one is. Go really general in terms of ads copywriting. Now, the reason for this is, yes, the Facebook ads platform is a very busy place. There's so much going on. And also, you're trying to get cut through and trying to get people to click on your ads when they're having a very nice time scrolling through Instagram. They're having their daily scroll-a-thon, and all of a sudden your ad pops up offering something a little bit generic, a little bit boring, a little bit general that doesn't speak to their exact situation. And what do you think's going to happen? Yeah, they're not going to click on your ad as much as you would love them to. So what I found recently in my own ads was I was running ads to the Facebook ads objective guide, and it was quite generic in terms of the copy. I wasn't going specific enough. I wasn't going deep enough in terms of getting people's attention. Now, I'm not talking about writing some spammy ad that's like, click here, but right now. It's more about how can you tell the story to your customers in a way that gets them interested, makes them want to click. And this is what I mean when it comes to what not to do in 2023 with your Facebook ads. It is, please don't go generic. You're going to have to get more specific than ever. Just last week when I was running during April, there's some bonus calls for the One Amazing Ad program. And I was running the accelerator call with someone who I've worked with before, but she's decided to rejoin this program. And I was like, we need to go so specific. And I know it's kind of scary at the same time, because you think you're going to be missing out on everyone else who may be interested in what you have to do just a little bit. But the thing is, when you do go specific, you start speaking to the heart of a very core group of people, and they know that you're the one for them. Everyone else, they're probably still going to come to you if they were, wow, this person really speaks to this person. Like, I'm interested. It's amazing what can happen in that respect. But if you go general, you're just going to be spending money. You go specific, really tailor your ad copy and your ad creative to one specific group. Oh, the results are going to be amazing. The third thing when it comes to what not to do in Facebook ads is not be ready, which I'm trying to think in my head right now. I'm like, is this going to be a double negative? So now I'm going to say be ready is what not to do. Anyway, the worst thing you can do is to jump on into Ads Manager and think, I'm going to set up an ad campaign today. I can't wait. I know everybody always thinks that. It's not just me. But you've got to be ready. As I said in One Amazing Ad, the first thing that we're going to do is set up a conversion event, because honestly, it doesn't matter what else happens after that, because we need to make sure that we've actually got that set up correctly so that your ads can run in the right way. Another thing that you need to be ready when it comes to running ads is to have your landing page, like where you're taking people from that ad, so that that experience of once they click on your ad and go to your website, it is seamless, it is frictionless. They know exactly what they're going to do when they get to that page. They can't tell you how many times I review people's ads and I'm like, what am I supposed to do on this landing page? I can't read it. I don't know what you want me to do. If I can't tell, no one else will either. So just making sure that experience is really great. It is frictionless. It is seamless. And it transitions really well from the ad to the landing page. And then what happens after that? Once they sign up, what happens next? Do they know what to do once they hit that thank you page? Do they know, you know, how else they can work with you on that thank you page? I am so passionate about this at the moment. And those people who have jumped into some of my workshops and also One Amazing Ad are really going to be optimizing their thank you pages for not only, you know, people to get what they signed up for, but also to take another step. All too often, I see thank you pages that are simply like, hey, check your inbox for more details, and you've lost people. I know I've spoken about this over the past couple of weeks when it comes to my podcast, but you're going to keep on hearing about it until you finally take action. So not being ready. And that again goes to also having like different types of ad copy ready to go. So making sure that you're split testing your campaign so that you're able to actually, you know, offer different things to different audiences and find out which one works best, because split testing works because we're not mind readers. I don't know about you, but I can't read the people out there scrolling through Instagram and Facebook's minds. So I need to create split tests with different images, maybe trying out video, different copy to find out what works best in the goal of creating one amazing ad. That's what we want. We want an ad that can work for you over a longer period of time, and also something that maybe you can update and continue running this amazing ad because you've learned so much as part of my program. The fourth thing of what not to do is I've gotten myself into a pickle this week. And one of the things, I guess the thing is, I want you to treat humans like humans. So one of the problems that I see when people come to me and they say, Miranda, my ads aren't working. And that is because they have not treated the general public like a human. They have written this very boring ad that nobody would be interested in. They have also not given people a really good reason to get off social media and take action. As I said before, people don't want to get off social media. Like, they're doing us a favor by clicking on our ads, but we're also doing them a favor by putting something really awesome in front of them. It's 2023. Facebook has been around for 16 years. Well, I've been signed up for 16 years. I'm very skeptical about what's going on in front of me. I'm very skeptical about the content that I'm seeing. I'm constantly deciding, is it worth me clicking off? Are they treating me like a person? Is this interesting? And the same goes for your ads. Now is not the time to run these very lame ads where you don't actually give any people any reason to jump off social media. So by this, I mean a really great offer. Yeah, sure, e-commerce stores get to offer discounts, You know, we've got the free guide, that type of thing when you're list building, but make it a really juicy free guide. Make it a relevant free guide. Make it solve a specific problem for a specific group of people. This way you're starting to treat people like humans rather than, I don't even know, like a bot who's going to click on your ad. So if you want your ads to see a return, get a better bang for your buck, really start thinking about, this is a really simple tactic that I often tell people, is to think about, well, how would I say this if I spoke to someone in person? If somebody came into my shop or they called me on the phone, how would you explain what it is that you're putting in your ad? And sometimes that can be a really great starting point when you're not even really trying to write an ad, but you're actually just trying to connect with someone. It's a simple tactic, and I'd love for you to try that out. Same goes for writing social media posts. And the fifth thing of what not to do with your ads in 2023 is to not have a budget. Now, when I say an ads budget, what's your ads budget? Most people want to run a mile. They don't want to even consider spending money on Facebook ads, whereas they're quite happy to spend $350 on a color ad in their local newspaper. So one thing that I know my bookkeeper has said to me previously has said, hey Miranda, it seems like when you run ads, there is a direct correlation in the increase of your revenue during that month. Oh. Sounds like a no-brainer to run ads to me. Thanks, bookkeeper. So when it comes to having a budget for your ads, I really want to say, look, I get that it's scary to run ads. I get that it's scary to pay money to Meta and Mark Zuckerberg and possibly not see a return. But as I said, you know, getting clicks to your website is great, but also to have an idea of what kind of a return you want from the ads, keeping in mind you're not going to spend $100 and make $10,000. I'm just throwing it out there. I've never run an ad like that. If you do, please send me a message and can you run my ads? But just to go, okay, cool. $300 is a great starting point when it comes to having a budget for your ads. It means that you've got $10 a day. It means that you can start running some list building conversion ads and you can start to see what kind of a return that gets you, particularly if you've got another offer on the back end of your people signing up and saying, okay, well, is that offsetting the costs of me running my ads? If I spend more on my ads, am I going to get more people booking in or signing up or whatever action I want them to take? So having a think and planning towards having a budget for your Facebook ads is definitely something I would encourage you to think about doing in 2023. You know, there's the saying of the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And the same goes with running Facebook ads. I get that running ads on Facebook 10, 15 years ago was incredibly profitable because there weren't as many advertisers, because the users weren't as savvy. But there's no reason to say that if you don't start running ads this year, that they won't work too. In fact, I would encourage you to say, if you started list building now, as in, you know, this quarter of 2023, or whenever it is that you're listening to this, it's going to serve you so much better as you move into the later stages of 2023 and into 2024 and beyond, because you will have already started the legwork of growing your list, of putting yourself out there to new people who don't know who you are already, and to also start to have this ready-made audience of people who are interested in what you do. That is the power of Facebook ads, and that is, I guess, my end point of what not to do in 2023 when it comes to Facebook ads. It's not to run sucky ads that spend all your money, it's to run really awesome ads that do see a return, and to have a think about those things that I mentioned in this episode. Making sure you've got the right objective, you're being specific and not going general with your ad copy, you're going to be ready, so that you've got all of those elements in place before you even start running ads, before you even think about running ads. You're going to be treating humans like humans. Remember what I said, write your ad like you're talking to a person. And you're also going to have a budget. $300 is a great starting point. Anything up from there, and oof, you can start to do wonders with your Facebook ads. I can't wait for what you do next. If you want the next step, of course, download my free guide, The Right Objective. I believe it's mirandaivy.com/conversion-ads, or click the link in the show notes or head to my Instagram. I've got the link there. And yes, one amazing ad will be kicking off in May. But if you join during April, there are some awesome bonuses involving an extra call with me and also the What's Working Now in Facebook Ads workshop as an included part of your, you know, program experience. If you join the program later, you'll just get the recordings. Same, not quite. We all like being there live, don't we? So until next time, that's right. I want you to stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.